From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Molly Burke reports for the Times Union that Joshua Eisen, a Westchester County businessperson, has announced a bid for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate seat currently held by Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand. Her seat is up for election in 2024. In 2020, Eisen ran for the U.S. House of Representatives in New York's 17th Congressional District, but dropped out before the Republican primary, then unsuccessfully sought to revive his campaign. Eisen's business is background check, and he says his campaign will focus on reducing government regulations and involvement in daily life. Eisen specifically says he wants to help businesses with large loans from the government, but not students burdened with debt. During his campaign for the U.S. House, City and State reported that Eisen was sanctioned twice by judges between 2014 and 2017 for, and I quote, harassing his legal opponents and their family members, their lawyers and their lawyers' family members, end quote. The story also said that court filings showed evidence of Eisen, and I quote, repeatedly using the N-word in emails, described the sexual appetite and autonomy of an opposing lawyer's daughter, and told a legal opponent's wife in an email that she would bathe in the warm semen of Mengele, a reference to the Nazi Dr. Joseph Mengele. Eisen then called the old comments in emails, and I quote, just frivolous commentary from a lawyer in a civil case, end quote. Evan Lukoski, a spokesperson for Gillibrand's campaign, said, and I quote, MAGA Republican Josh Eisen's long and documented history of stalking, harassment, misogyny, and racism are utterly disqualifying for the office he seeks. Every Republican member of Congress in New York State should and will have to answer for Eisen's candidacy, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that Governor Kathy Hochul has signed legislation on December 22nd, moving most local elections to even years, when major elections for president and congressional seats are held. The hope is that more people will vote in these elections on these dates instead of the normally low turnout local municipal odd-year contests. Many Republicans, New York State Association of Counties, and some Democrat election commissioners opposed the move, and some worried the local elections would get less attention when paired with higher-profile votes. Hochul signed a bill just before the holiday break where it would get little attention. She hailed it as a, and I quote, significant step towards expanding access to the ballot box and promoting a more inclusive democracy, end quote. Elections for mayor, district attorneys, judges, local school boards, and fire districts will remain on their regularly scheduled dates, but other votes will now move to even years. Hochul said that she would support a constitutional amendment to align all elections to even years, since it would consolidate elections and save taxpayers' money. Read more about this story in the Times Union. William J. Kimball reports for the Daily Freeman that affordable housing is a key issue for the Ulster County Industrial Development Agency for 2024. The group says solving the lack of affordable housing is key for new businesses to attract and keep employees. Chair of the agency, Mike Hamm, admitted some were not happy with the group's progress so far on the issue. He said, and I quote, despite some passionate conversations in here, the board's moving ahead here, end quote. There are 880 housing units planned for a 2024 development in iPark 87 in the town of Ulster. Hamm said, and I quote, manufacturing and housing are walking hand in hand because you can't anticipate hiring 400 people for a large-scale manufacturing project if they have no place to live. The IDA is not the entity to solve the housing crisis. We don't have the funding for that, end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.